I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news on KSL. We continue to follow this news out of West Valley City this morning, where we learned an 11-year-old boy has been killed while walking with his mother overnight. Right now, police are looking at pieces of debris from the suspect's vehicle left behind at the scene. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis joins me live with the very latest. Kate?
Police tell us a mother and her son had just gotten off a bus near 4000 West and 4200 South in West Valley. Public Information Officer for West Valley Police, Roxanne Vianuku, says the boy died in the hospital.
So paramedics rushed the boy to the hospital, but he did pass away shortly after. And the vehicle that hit that boy is still out there. So we're working as quickly as we can to develop information about it.
The mother was not physically hurt in the accident. Police say they know the car will have some front end damage and are analyzing some bits of car debris from the scene and trying to get a clear description of that car that the suspect may be driving right now. We'll be sure to bring you the latest as soon as we get it. Reporting live, Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
We're also following developing news brand new this morning. Draper police are using police dogs as we speak to try and track down the person suspected of shooting and killing another person at the Heritage apartment complex. The shooting happened around 1 a.m. and police aren't giving out many details.
The investigation is ongoing. We do have leads, and detectives will be following up on those leads throughout the day. And
Lieutenant Pat Evans does say that they do not think there is a threat to the general public. We will bring you updates as they become available.
Back to school.
Back to school.
Like so many others, the Canyon School District is dealing with the ongoing teacher shortage in their general and special education classes. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage. Back to school.
Canyon School District spokesperson Jeff Haney says they're down 10 teachers in general and special education, plus more than 150 in other school positions.
Our recruiters are looking for the teachers who have the credentials to work in a special education classroom.
Despite that, however, Haney says they are prepared to do what they need to in order to help kids get the education they need.
Haney also says they're prepared to shift staff members around in order to make sure classes are filled. Washington County School District is showing signs of major growth. Today, their first day of school, KSL 5 TV specialist Kara Bracken is in St. George and spoke with the assistant superintendent of secondary education.
With approximately 17,000 secondary students, 6 through 12 in the district, he says it looks like there are about 300 students over what they projected on top of the growth, which is a challenge, but welcome all the same.
I've had reports and been by schools where they're having back-to-school nights, and they are having record turnouts.
He says the large turnout is a good indicator that parents are feeling more at ease and that a sense of normalcy is returning to the school year. Many schools and districts around Utah have traditionally offered half-day kindergarten, but this year that is starting to change. New funding approved by lawmakers allows districts to create nearly 300 new full-day kindergarten classes, which will impact more than 6,000 students. Members of Utah's Democratic Party have called for the suspension of Senator Gene Davis following allegations of sexual misconduct. KSL News Radio's Chris Jacobs has more.
Many leaders of Utah's Democratic Party have signed a letter calling for a meeting with the party's central committee. They want the meeting to discuss the suspension of Senator Gene Davis. Members of the group outlined that they feel their central leadership have failed to take the allegations seriously and instead have only referred to various talking points. The issue began last week after a second woman accused the senator of sexual misconduct. They hope to suspend him until a more thorough investigation can be performed. Chris Jacobs, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic, Andy, it really sounded like things are starting to wind down out there.
Yeah, it's a lot more calm now, especially freeways are all clear of delays heading into downtown from Draper. You look good on the 21st South Freeway again. Apparently, it's a teacher Granite District thing at the Maverick Center for the reason for the extra traffic on 3100 and 3500 South, and a Jordan District thing, the reason for the extra traffic on State Street in Sandy near the Mountain America Center. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time now, 8:35. Our top national stories this hour. The stock market saw big gains after the latest government report showed inflation easing slightly around the country. But the report wasn't all good news. Food prices are up 13% from last year, and the typical U.S. household is now paying about $460 more per month for the same goods and services as they would have a year ago.
Everyday items such as meat, poultry, fish, and eggs have gone up in just the last month. It's not just because of inflation. Egg prices are up 47% from last year, due in part to bird flu outbreaks.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley reports we also got new weekly unemployment numbers this morning, and they showed applications for jobless aid climbed by 14,000 people. The Justice Department has charged a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard with planning to assassinate former National Security Advisor John Bolton. ABC News contributor Colonel Steve Ganyard says the alleged plot was likely revenge for the killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani when Donald Trump was president.
It was payback. Remember that John Bolton probably pushed President Trump to take out Soleimani when the U.S. had the chance. So when they assassinated Soleimani back in 2020, and understanding who Soleimani was within the Iranian society, understanding he was nearly a demigod, there was nobody more powerful in Iran other than the supreme leader.
The criminal complaint accuses the Iranian Revolutionary Guard member of attempting to pay various individuals in the U.S. $300,000 to kill Bolton. And tennis star Serena Williams received a huge standing ovation last night before her match in the second round of the Canadian Open. It was her first match since announcing she's going to move away from tennis. Williams was beaten in straight sets and then gave an emotional goodbye to the crowd.
It's been a joy playing in front of you guys all these years, so thank you.
Williams says after tennis, she wants to focus more on her family. KSL News Time, 8:37.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.